Blog Talk Radio. from where the wicked will cease from trouble. And the weary will be at rest. I've heard about it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a terrific Tuesday. Good morning, Reverend Henry.
Good morning. Good morning, Tigger. How you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, Reverend Henry. Doing pretty good.
Good Lord.
It's blessed to be here.
Amen.
Yes.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song. This morning. And the brother land will never grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Big song that our goal that every Christian ought to have it in view. We make it to that land where we're down. Praise the Lord. Beautiful this morning. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's a little, what they call terrific Tuesday. God bless us with another day. Just another day.
Oh, yes. It's a Tuesday. Yes, sir. We have another day before us that truly God has made this day. We should rejoice in and be glad for his wonderful acts, his wonderful works, his wonderful grace, his wonderful mercy. Praise the Lord. His wonderful miracles. I say that because every day that we look upon a day we've never seen before is a wonderful work, is an addition of mercy and grace allowed it to us. Because we're looking upon something that we've never seen before. We take it for granted, a lot of us take it for granted that we're going to see tomorrow. But only God in his mercy and grace can make that we're yet hoping for, expecting to see, turns and makes it into reality. And for this, we tell him thank you. For this. This we look upon another mercy he added unto us, another chance for us to partake of grace, another chance for us to get a little bit closer to him, another chance to learn more of him, another chance that he may, oh, Father, talk with us, walk with us, another chance that he may instruct us, another chance we may behold his wisdom, his grace, his knowledge, his encouragement, his revealing of his word. So we're so thankful. And we give his name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due unto him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank him. Thank him for this day. Praise the Lord. Thank you for this day. Terrific Tuesday. Yes. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Yes, sir. When we come to know him, when we come to walk with him, when we come to really find out what we're on this planet that we call Earth for. We come to realize that it's wonderful to walk with him. It's a It's wonderful to talk with him. It's wonderful in the midst of calamity. He gives us peace. He gives us serenity. He gives us, he teaches us. God is only can teach us in the midst of a storm. He's the only one can teach us things and make us know things through trials and tribulation that he allows to come into our lives, that we may be made better for him. As you take a flower, a beautiful flower in the field, you can't do anything until it partake of the sun and the rain. For the rain gives it nourishment, and the sun strengthens it. Praise the Lord. It takes the sunshine and the rain to make a perfect day. So we flowers of the field, though we, so the winds blew up on us, we bend a little bit. And sometimes that wind of tribulation, or that storm of tribulation, but God always seems to let the sun shine through. Just as he did this morning, let the sun shine through. So you're right, brother, that was terrific too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thankful to God this morning. Thankful to God this morning. So beautiful this morning. I'll just doing just a little reading, Brother Nutty. Once again, coming out of a beautiful dream that God blessed over the night. Just had me, you know, you ever lay down at night and just ask the Lord, what he would have of you, you know, just praying to make sure you have that line of communication open unto the Lord. And just, Lord, just let me have a night of prayer. So I thank him for that, you know, just a night of prayer. You know, I know men should always pray, but something special about when you bow before God at night, before we take our slumber into the night, that we just thank him for the day, how he has blessed us, how he has kept us. You know, get back to the simple things with God. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for allowing you just to have this communication with him. Truly, it's a blessing. Truly, it's an honor. Truly, it's a privilege for us to be able to commune with God, even through his word, that we talk to him, that we learn of him. Hallelujah. It is a wonderful thing. He gives us a beautiful blessing. He allows us to wake up in the morning, and he blesses us to come together and commune with one another and say what we love about him, say what we're happy and thankful for, and read his word and commune with each other how he has blessed us in his word. This truly is what we call God's plan, and we're so thankful. Thankful for it. Praise the Lord. So thankful for that. That's what I had. I was looking over and Mark 10, just doing a little reading and just thanking God for his communication with man, God's communication with man, with men and women, God's communication with mankind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him for that. And I just want us to just think about what we call the simple things. The simple things. You don't look over the simple thing. If God, through his Holy Spirit, leads you, recognize it. Don't just push it away. I think it's your own conscience. But listen to God as he speaks to you. Praise the Lord. Listen to God as he tries to guide you. many people think it's going to be some kind of miraculous thing, but God moves in the still quietness. God moves in a whisper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark the 10th chapter. I'll pray, and I just want to talk a little bit, brother. Now, is that all right?
That's fine. Hey, wherever God leads you, that's fine.
Praise the Lord. And let's say a quick prayer. We're just going to do a little reading. How about that? Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father God in heaven, Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity that you've given us that we may come together. I want to tell you we love you, Lord. We're so thankful, God, how you blessed us with this time that we may share with each other and commune with you. I want to tell you we love you, Father. We ask that you forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, just thank you that you allow us to come together. We just thank you, Father God. Truly, we think of that home, think of that land where we'd never grow old, Father God. Thank you for such an opportunity that you allowed us that we may, Father God, work towards, hallelujah, such a great victory in you, that we may strive in our lives to please you with our lives, Father, something that you would be pleased with, and just to say thank you for what you have done for us. Clear the way, clear the path, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us. And we talk with you and with one another. In Jesus' name, we do pray, Father. Thank you. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truly, it is terrific. Truly, it is terrific to blessing.
Mm-hmm.
What a blessing. Man, just looking over here at Mark, the 10th chapter. Hallelujah. Mark, the 10th chapter. Here, have a young ruler, a young man. Praise the Lord. Ask a question. How can he obtain eternal life? Yes, sir. How can he obtain that we are striving in our walk? Hallelujah. To be pleasing in the sight of God. Romans 10, I'm sorry, Mark 10. Hallelujah. You didn't think about Romans 10 and 9, but Mark the 10th. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At that, praise the Lord, at 10:17, praise the Lord. Man, I just started doing a little read right there. And when he was going forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thou father and mother." And he said, and he answered and said unto him, "All these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou likest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come, take up false and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. You know, he came, this young ruler, he showed great honesty. He asked what he should do now. He might happily, that he might be happy forever. Yeah, most ask for good to be in this world, but he had already had riches of this world. And if you don't watch it, when you have too much in this world, you look and start to worship the things that your possessions that you do have. But our God is a jealous God. He wants to be first. He wants to be worship. He wants to be adored. And any time you put things in the place where God should be, then we are and do lack. We have problems. We have missed the way. See, he came wanting to know the way, but God, you know, try to let him off easy. Well, this is what you should do. Do this. You know, go and continue like you've been doing. He said, well, I've already done all this. Okay, well, when you want to go a little further with the Lord, be careful what you ask for. Hallelujah. Because he said, well, this one thing, I've done these things from my youth. Then when you say to God, well, okay, I've already done this, then he'll take you a little step farther, just like you said. One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast. But whatsoever you have obtained, whatsoever whatever you have accomplished, go ahead and sell all that and start over in your mighty prayer phrase. Start over with me in a new hurry. Take up thy cross and follow me. Whatsoever thou hast, and sell it. Whatsoever you have, sell that you have. Give it to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross and follow me. You know, if you do this, you do well. But he was sad at that sin and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. You know, how do we have things that we just can't part with for the Lord? Do we have things that we hold in our heart greater in love than we have for our God? Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. For in this world, when you become rich, and if you don't watch it, if you don't take God with you, if you put riches in place of God, if you trust in riches more than you trust in God and look forward to the kingdom of God and help out with the building of the kingdom of God, then we have missed the mark. We have missed it. For it's easier for that camel to go through the eye of a needle. You can look at it as in Jerusalem. They have what called the eye of the needle, who as a camel he have to stoop down and crawl through a passageway that's real narrow. Real narrow. For see, a rich man won't be stooping low. A rich man will not be stooping low because he feels like he should be lifted. Because of his riches or his status that he has. Hallelujah. But God desires that we would be humble. Humble and open unto him. Open to receive him. Open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Humbly receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Humble before him. And see, when one thing about little children, they'll believe whatever you tell them. they are honest, and they have a lot of honest intentions, and this is the way God wants us to be as little children before him. A little earlier in the chapter, it said, "Suffer the children to come unto me. Suffer not them to come unto me. Well, put them in my care." Hallelujah. And that's just how we should be to the Lord, be in his care. Look for him, hallelujah, to lead us and guide us as we go on our way, as he fills us with his wisdom, his knowledge. Hallelujah. Look unto him. How hardly shall they that have riches enter to the kingdom of God, for they trust in their possession, things that they have. They, instead of trusting and hoping in God, they trust and hope in themselves and the things that they have. And this why it is so hard for them to remove that and in the place of that put God where his rightful place, where he should be in their hearts. Hallelujah. That's why he tells me, okay, since you've done all that, so you follow these commandments, then now you did outward things. Now I need for you to do inward things. Go ahead. Go ahead and sell all that you have. Give it unto the poor. And hallelujah. And you start to make up heavenly currency this way. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Your witness, hallelujah. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Come and let's be about our Father's business. When we go and we start work inwardly, we are building up that kingdom of God, even within ourselves, that we may go forth and be a vessel for God. And here he's speaking with his disciples here and tells them it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who can be saved? You know, this was well, you know, we done did all this. We done did all this. That's why it's a necessity that you need Jesus. And they were astonished out of this. Verse 26 tells you, Mark 10 and 26, and they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who can you say, but Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. You know, with men, this is impossible. It is impossible to fix yourself. It is impossible to do a work that God needs to do upon you and with others. It is impossible with men, but with God being a vessel for God, it is possible for God. He makes the impossible possible, for God is possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lord, we have left all and followed thee. Well, Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land for my sake and the gospel's, but ye shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. You know, oftentimes we say you may not get that you're seeking after in this world. But, oh, we hope, hallelujah, our hope is in Jesus. For we're going to a land where it is eternal, hallelujah. Some call it the land of no more, the land of no more sorrow, no more heartache, no more grief, no more pain. But it's hello, howdy, howdy, and hallelujah. And the brightness of God will shine, hallelujah. And every day is wonderful. Hallelujah. Yes, we are hoping. Well, that land that would never grow old, but in this up on this side, those that are first, many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Hallelujah! If you deny yourself as much as you can, deny yourself and look for the things of God on this side, live the best you can. You might not know every scripture, but the scripture that you know, try to apply it to your heart. Try to live it as much as you can and look unto God. Hallelujah. This end, you're making yourself last, but you're making God first. And that's why if you make yourself last. See, others are trying to make themselves first now, but if you make yourself last, God will make you first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. All other things will be added unto you. Praise his name. This is I just had this little short lesson for you this morning, just to know that with men, this is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for with God. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Take God with you today and know that with God, all things are possible. If you're trying to live as best you can live, hallelujah, be pleasing in your sight. Know this, that with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Keep him first. Don't let the riches of this world lead you astray. Hallelujah. But take God with you and know that with God, all things, hallelujah, are possible. Thank you, Amy, for these golden nuggets, as we call them. Hallelujah. Now we're at the point of our lesson. Those who want to push the one button, those who want a little prayer, those who want a little more understanding on the lesson, or maybe want to say what they got out of the lesson, we're here and it's open unto you while you get ready to push the one button or make it your mind. If you want prayer or just to tell God thank you, we'll read these golden nuggets. How about that? God bless you. Amen. The beautiful bride. He sends in the beautiful bride. Revelations 9:49. And the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife had made herself ready. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The beautiful bride. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife had made herself ready. 19:7. We are the bride of Christ, and we are making ourselves ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the wedding. Since Christ loves his bride, the church, so should we. Hallelujah. Though God has blessed the church as be a replica of like our mother. Hallelujah. Our mother, and also we are the bride of Christ. So since Christ gave himself, hallelujah, for the church, hallelujah, gave himself for his bride, hallelujah, we should love, hallelujah, love the church. And in loving the church, we love God, for we are the family of God. But when we love one another, we're loving God. When we care for one another, we're loving God. When we're denying ourselves, we are loving God. A multiplied love she gives. Praise the Lord. A multiplied love. Hallelujah. Love your neighbor as yourself. Beautiful, beautiful today. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. So true. John, 1 John 4:21. Hallelujah. When we're loving, this is a multiplied love. We're loving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we're loving God, we're loving each other. When we're loving our neighbor, when we love those that pray for those that despitefully use you, we're doing the work of God, just as Jesus on the cross. He cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Though they were beating him and bruising him and spitting upon him, scandalizing, putting him to open shame, stripped him and beat him, nakedness on the cross. But he said, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's multiplied love in action. Also, she gives us, is he listening? Oh, glory to God. Is he listening? When we bend our knees to pray, God bend his ears to listening. Oh, hallelujah. When we bend our knees to pray, God bend his ears to listen. Oh, praise the Lord. We go humbly before the Lord with bending knees. But make sure your heart is open unto him. Make sure when you have your moment where you pray to God and know that God is listening. Hallelujah. What you gonna tell him? You do well if you say, Lord, have your way, Lord. And Lord, make sure you ask God, forgive me for all my sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah. Make sure you thank him for what he has done. Hallelujah. Make sure you, when you lay down at night, you're thanking. Make sure when you wake up in the morning, thank you, God, for blessing me to see this day. And what will you have me to do for you, Lord, in this day? How can I be a blessing this day, Lord? Hallelujah. Maybe it's just to listen to someone and need a listening ear, or to show love to someone, let God love somebody through you, and not even looking for anything in return, but just want to be a blessing, just to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Is he listening? Oh, thank you, Amy. Is he listening? We must leave the world, the unknowable. We must leave the unknowable to the all-knowing one. He is listening and working things out his way. See, when we pray, hallelujah, we may not see how God is working or understand how he will bring good through it all. So we have to trust him. We have to replenish our, relinquish our right to let God do what is best. Here it is, underlined. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Amy, for this. We must realize that God is listening and be humble, open before God, knowing that he's listening, trusting him, and let him do it the way he would have it to do it. Hallelujah. Humbly submission unto him before him and his way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Amy, for it. Is he listening? A multiplied love and the beautiful bride. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Beautiful today. Man, we have one. Would there be one? Would there be a response? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any prayer requests there, brother Nutty? Any hands raised? Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine is of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect delight, visions of rapture, verses on my side, angels descending. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have one prayer request. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother D. Yes, sir. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Gonna keep this this in prayer, this COVID that God has allowed to be in the land. I mean, I'm so glad God gives his Christians an avenue. An avenue in the way of communication to him we call prayer. I'm so glad. I'm so thankful that he allows us, as it says in Psalms 121, we're going to the hills from which cometh our help, our strength. Hallelujah. He gives us where to go when we've done all that we can do, and we need a little help. We need a little strength. Hallelujah. I'm so glad God allows us. Hallelujah. Allows us, as we look into these nuggets this morning that Aim gave us. Hallelujah. You be listening when you realize that God is listening. He lets us be in attendance with us. He opens his ears and listens to us when we ask him, Father, we know no other help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You left it on record. Hallelujah. For us to go to when we're weak. Hallelujah. When we're weak, you are strong. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When we feel helpless, you are our help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And he lets you know my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. So right now, hallelujah, we're going to go in prayer right now in the name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we go in prayer, Father God, we want to say thank you. Oh, Father, thank you for every situation as well as it is. We thank you for what some call good and what some call bad. Father, we realize every good and perfect gift comes from above, Father God. We don't look upon, hallelujah, the doctors to heal us, but we look upon you to heal us, Father God, for we realize what you've said in the earth, physicians in the earth, that they may help preserve health, but we realize all healing comes from you, and we just wanted to thank you, Father, for giving us an opportunity to come unto you. Oh, hallelujah, to lean upon you, to run to you, Father. Run to you. Hallelujah. Run to you. Seek you, Father God. And, oh, we just want to say thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you allow men that we may speak with you. So we said, Father, we ask that you heal, Father God. We ask that it be your will, Father God. Allow your healing hands, hallelujah, to touch whomsoever you will. We had one prayer request. We ask that you read the heart, hallelujah, of that individual and have your way, Lord. We say thank you, Father God. Oh, renew strength and health. We know that you're able, hallelujah, hallelujah. And in your time, we ask, Father, you seek it, Father. Have your own way and do what you will, Father. We just want to be humble here before you. Your handmaid service, just to be humble before you and asking, Father, for your help in the name of Jesus, asking for your guidance, which way to go, Father God. We ask of you, have your way. Teach us, Father. We will be taught. Lead us, Father. Guide us. Help us along this way. Those that have become weak, strengthen. We ask for strength. Hallelujah. Those bodies that wreck with pain, Father, we're asking for healing in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we just ask, Father, that you would have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to thank you in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for your strength, Lord. Thank you for your healing power, Lord. Thank you for touching. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for setting free, Lord. Thank you, Father. We're just going to thank you. We see victory, Lord. We just tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just come with thanksgiving up on our hearts. Thank you for even allowing us to talk to you, Father. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for grace and mercy that you allow to us. Thank you for moments of rest that you give the body. Thank you, Father, for how you restore us, you renew us, you give us strength. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. These and other blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this message on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Must someone do to be saved? Hallelujah. Or what someone would do to have a closer walk with thee? Hallelujah. Is to put you first in their hearts. Consider you in their ways. We thank you for this, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We pray that it rests, rule, and abide within our hearts. Let these, hallelujah, words resonate in our hearts and bless us to take it throughout the day, Lord. Hallelujah. Guide us, Father, and those that travel in their jobs, guide them and bless them and protect them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just want to lift hands to you and just say, Lord, we thank you and we love you in the name of Jesus. We pray. Thank you for all that listen, all that pray, all that hope for the success to hear from you. And thank you, Lord, on this day. Dear, in Jesus' name we ask, can you bless Reverend Brian where he is? Give him strength. Keep on doing the things that he needs to do for you, Father. Bless Brother D. Continue to bless him and keep him, touch his body, heal him and make him whole as I desire in Jesus' name. Give him strength. Hallelujah. Realize it's impossible with men, but with you, Father God, all things are possible. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. So since you are a possible God, we ask you to do hallelujah. We ask of you, Father, that you are possible. Hallelujah. Make it possible in this situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. For all that you have done, realize what you have done, you'll do again. If you heal before, you'll heal again. Hallelujah. So we just come with thanksgiving upon our hearts to tell you thank you. Continue blessings. We ask Brother Nutty, continue to keep him. Bless him, Father God, and thank you for his service. In the name of Jesus, thank you for our beautiful sister and Annie that you've given unto us in Martha. That you bless her and keep her is our prayer. And Father God, even, hallelujah, Brother Tim, Sister Mary, Sister Fan, Brother Willie, dog, all those that trying to do your service, we ask blessings upon them and keep us all as we look unto you from which cometh our help. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray, Lord God, and even bless the evening service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless whom you will use, Father God, that someone may come and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. What must I do to just be better for God? A closer walk with you. These are the blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We do pray. And we thank you. Thank God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
morning, Brother Maddox. Good morning, Brother Henry. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Brother Willis.
I'm sorry I hit it a little late there. Excuse me, but could you do a special prayer for my Brother D? You know, Brother D is under the weather right now. He's shining real bad.
Yeah.
He might even try to come on here and talk, but you know how stubborn he is. So y'all do another little, just a little special prayer for Brother D. And God bless all y'all, man. Appreciate everything. It's been, like I said, Brother Nettie, appreciate you for keeping this thing going when can't nobody else do it, Brother Nettie. God bless you, brother. Happy holidays to everybody.
God bless you, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brother Willis, I don't know if you can hear me, but yes, sir. We did that special prayer for Brother D. Yes, sir. But at your request, we ask the Lord again in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you touch. Hallelujah. We ask that look on his situation, Father God. And if it be thy will, we ask you do what none else can do. Hallelujah. But we realize, Lord, you can go where no one else can go. And you can stand where no one else can stand. So we ask, Father God, that you would look on his situation. Hallelujah. Our hope is that you would heal him, Father God, restore his body. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, if I pray, we ask this, Father, of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.